Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shh, it's starting.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special.
I think it's a hoverboard.
They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us.
Your mother nature.
Who wants a selfie with the Grim Reaper?
There's a girl flying in the water.
Find her treasure.
She belongs to the world of the good.
It's a broken locket, exactly like mine.
Dog, run!
GZM shows.
Mars Power.
Imagination amplified.
Chapter 7, Mama Bee and the Boys.
Doggo? Ow, my head. Yours too? What happened? Metal bars? We're in a cage? Whoever hit me over the head, they grabbed you too. Then you didn't run away? You didn't just leave me? What is this place?
Doggo and I were in the back of a cave, blocked off by metal bars. Near the mouth of the cave, a shadowy figure was stoking a fire with a long rod suspended over
you?
The flames.
Why did you bring us here?
I think she's friends with him. How can you be friends with a monster? It's not a monster.
Hey! I'm talking to you!
Did you see those teeth?
Enough, you two. The girl's awake.
Hello?
Well, hello.
Stop
there, young lady.
Move. Don't hit me!
Knock it off! Not in front of our guests.
Who are you?
My name is Beatrice, but my boys here call me Mama Bee.
What is that thing, Mama?
Quiet, Grish!
Yes, Mama.
This here is Grimes, and Grish you already met.
He's the one who hit me on the head.
It was supposed to be my turn, and you weren't there, because I was busy catching the monster.
Enough, you two! Go tend to the fire so we can get started.
Go pick up. It's your turn.
I got last turn.
Not me.
What do you want? Why did you lock us in here?
Well, we can't have our guests running off into the night now, can we?
This is wrong.
Nobody told you to trespass on our land. And with that thing, no less.
If you let us go, I promise we'll never come back.
Aw, appreciate the offer, but my boys would be so disappointed.
I don't understand.
Well, see, when you live out here, far away from other people, you learn to adapt.
Adapt?
Those apples you found. Grish hiked for days to procure them. We mostly live on whatever springs up between the rocks. That and whatever the river delivers. To our beach.
Your beach? With all the stuff on it?
Mm-hmm. Everything washes up there sooner or later. I mean, half of what's in this cave came out of that river, and the other half, well, used to belong to others we encountered.
The cave was like a storage room full of things Mama Bee and her boys had scavenged from the beach. Wood barrels and broken furniture, and all the way in a corner, a large metal box. labeled Property of Us Military.
You're collectors, like me.
Guess you could say that.
What are all the metal boxes?
Found them in an old mining shelter deep in the mountain. They're our prized possession. Saving them for a special occasion. What's it looking at? You best tell it to put its teeth away.
Oh, I
said, tell it to put its teeth away.
Right. Teeth away, friend. That's it. Thank you. What are you going to do with us?
Well, right now, I'm going to help my boys tend to the fire. But I'll see you two at dinner.
Doggo, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think they're planning on making you their dinner. And if I'm being honest, maybe me too. Believe me, I know. How are we gonna get out of here? Oh, looks like your paw's bleeding again. Here, I've still got the cleanser from the librarian. Okay, listen, Doggo. I have an idea, but I'm going to need you to look as fierce as you can. Think you can do that? Grr, like that, fierce. Not bad. This just might work.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
All right, we'll take the beast first.
Careful! Mama said it's got sharp teeth.
So do I.
Ah, hello again, Missy.
Hello. Something smells great over there on the fire.
Just some roots and veggies. Side dishes, you know. We're fixing to have a feast tonight. One for the ages.
Yeah, about that. Look, my friend here is getting hungry. I don't know how much longer I can keep us safe.
Come again?
I said, I don't think I can keep us safe much longer. You mentioned a feast, and it seems like my companion has the same idea. Only I'm sorry to say he plans to feast on you.
What is she talking about?
Us?
You know what this creature is, right?
Delicious. Quiet, you! Look, girl, it's not our place to know what these things are. And it won't matter once he's in the pot.
You've never seen one before? Of course you couldn't. Because this is the last one.
The last what?
You don't know?
What is she saying?
Stop playing games, Missy.
I'm just telling you. This is the last dragon.
Dragon?
The last fire-breathing, man-eating dragon.
Man-eating? Fire-breathing?
You saw his teeth.
I don't see it breathing fire.
Like I said, I'm working hard here so we don't end up dragon food. As long as I can keep Drago calm, we might come out of this alive.
Drago? That's his name?
You ever heard of the village of Riverton on the other side of the mountain?
No.
You know why? Because Drago here burned the whole thing to the ground. Left nothing but ash and bones.
Bones? People bones?
Why would he do that?
Because he was hungry, and they weren't very nice to him. Lucky for you, I'm here to help.
How do you keep him calm? I mean, what's so special about you?
2, 3, how many animals do you see? I
three, what's she doing? Three, make her stop!
Enough! What is that song? Tree.
You're looking at the child and the dragon that will save the world.
Mama? If this thing can breathe fire!
A whole village. Nothing but ash.
And bone.
Do you see any fire in that thing's mouth?
Well, no, but...
Because the child here is a liar, trying to scare us, so we let her go. But the river brought them to us, and we ain't let one go yet.
You don't believe me?
Why should I?
Well, for starters, I'm pretty sure you don't want to get cooked alive in your own cave.
Mama, if this cave gets set on fire, the metal boxes...
I said quiet! Prove it, Missy.
Are you sure you want that?
You heard me. I said prove it.
Okay, well, let me whisper in his ear and keep him calm while you take a look in the back of his mouth for the fire starter.
Fire starter?
Just a tiny flickering flame way back past his tongue. Here, let me kneel down next to Drago. Now I lean in and... Okay, Doggo, just follow my lead. Good, Drago. That's it. Nice and easy. Now I carefully open his mouth.
I don't see anything.
It's way in the back. You're gonna need to open the cage and hold your torches closer to see it.
Do it! Hold the torches near his mouth.
As Mama Bee and her boys opened the cage and held their torches near Doggo's mouth, I quietly turned around and poured the cleansing liquid into mine. I brought my head back next to Doggo's and spit the liquid as hard as I could, right into the flame of the torch.
Fire, Drago! Bring the fire!
Come on, Doggo! Let's get out of here!
We started to race out of the cave, but as we passed by the metal box, I stopped.
Mama's prized possession. What is that stuff? Sacks of powder? I'll take the first bag.
I grabbed the sack and we ran from the cave as fast as we could. Mama Bee and her boys were coming back
on,
from the
Doggo.
River.
Run! Hurry! We've got to get out of here. Keep running. Go, go, Doggo. Come on. Run! Well, guess we know what's in the sack. I know. We'll rest soon, I promise.
With the moon lighting the way, Doggo and I walked through the night, up the mountain, and as far away as we could get from Mama Bee and her boys. I had no idea where we were going, but after a while, I couldn't even hear the river anymore. I didn't know how we'd get back on the path to Haven. But for the first time since I'd found him, Doggo was following me. Not because I had food, but because he wanted to.
Yeah. Oh, I'm tired too.
Finally, neither of us could take another step. We'd reached a plateau at the top of a steep hill, and we stopped for the night.
No, not such a good idea to lie down on the sack. Once the sun is up, we'll take a look inside. Here, use these leaves. Nice and soft. There you go. Night, Drago.
Find your next adventure at gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago, and it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 minutes, start a season one, episode one, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.